This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. And he was sick last week. I had to run a rerun with him just so that everybody could get their Zimmerman fix. But joining us again from the palatial truthaboutguns.com is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Good to be back.
Yes, sir. So, let's kick off with this. Now, part of the Bruin response that New York came out with, a lot of that stuff was nonsense. It was really going to be sort of difficult just to try to enforce that to begin with. But it's still on the books. So, recently, though, something happened. What did you guys find out?
Well, a number of lawsuits were filed challenging the law, and which really made concealed carry almost impossible, especially in a city like New York. There were a few cases filed, and they were consolidated, and the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, the three-judge panel, ruled this week. And the Second Circuit is about half an inch behind the Ninth Circuit in terms of the hatred for gun rights.
Right.
And they left a lot of the laws in place. So those have to go on. But two big ones that even they found to be unconstitutional was first the signage law. And unlike almost anywhere else in the country, where a private property owner doesn't want guns to be carried on their property, they just post a sign saying weapons excluded, no concealed carry, whatever the case may be in that particular state. In New York, they took the opposite approach, and they said no one can carry in any private property where the public is allowed unless there is a sign saying, yes, we allow concealed carry on this in these premises. So the second Court of Appeals struck that one down. That was in a case filed by the Second Amendment Foundation. There are actually two, Hardaway and Christian, were the cases, I think. And, it was just an obvious, move to make virtually any piece of property, a no-go sign, because most private property owners aren't going to put up a sign saying, you know, guns allowed. Even if they have no problem with it, they're not going to go out of their way to do that. The other case that was successful was the requirement under the law that people who apply for a concealed carry permit had to give the state access to their social media accounts. That was a violation of what's that a violation of? I'm sorry, I just drew a total blank on that.
But I would think that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, wouldn't it be? Fifth Amendment?
Or most likely. Yeah, I would think so. So anyway,
14th Amendment?
That one went down to.
Yeah.
Most likely for search and seizure. Not to mention privacy. So, good news from the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, something we can't say very often with regard to guns.
So, now, has this been appealed by Letitia James and Kathy Hochul? Have they appealed this?
I don't doubt that they will. They hadn't yet. I mean, these rulings just came down on Friday, so I'm not sure how long they have to appeal, but I'm sure they will move for an on-bank hearing of these cases, as will the gun rights organizations who lost on the other point. I'm sure they have no expectation of success. Again, in the Second Circuit, they just have to go through the motions to then get it up to the Supreme Court, hopefully, at some point.
Now, if it goes,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
If it goes through the in-bank process and they fine for it, and either way it goes, will the next step be the Supreme Court?
Yes. After the full Second Circuit Court of Appeals rules, the only option then is the Supreme Court.
Isn't that sort of precipitous for them? Because, I mean, I have looked at what they've been doing with these Bruin response laws as sort of delaying tactics.
Of course.
And I just wonder, going that way, isn't that going to sort of speed things up? Because some of the stuff, they're moving very slowly towards this thing to where just about everything's going to be buttoned up.
They're going to want to weigh their options because there's obviously always risk. They could very well lose and set a precedent that they really don't like and they really don't want to set and strike down a number of Bruin response laws, not just in New York, but these have also been enacted in places like New Jersey and California and Oregon, I think Washington too, maybe. Anyway, a number of the usual suspect states have gone in and done this since the Bruin decision came down.
Yeah.
So yeah, they will have, I'm sure, a lot of conference and Zoom calls deciding what their best course of action will be in terms of keeping these things in force as long as they can and delaying things until they hope one or more of the conservative justices retires, passes on, and can be replaced.
Yeah. I've often wondered about that. Do you think the justices that sit on the Supreme Court sit there and go, you know, if I retire, they're just going to come in behind me and change everything I just did?
And undo everything I've done?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. I can't believe that they don't have those thoughts on both sides. So, and then, you know, on the other side of the coin was Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who hung on and hung on and hung on because she didn't want, you know,
to undo her good
work. She had the chance to have Barack Obama replace her.
Yeah.
She didn't retire. Then she tried to hang on until Donald Trump was out of office.
Right.
And she didn't make it. So you can bet and lose in those situations.
You can. Here's the thing about this, and I've been wondering about this. I looked into this myself, and I want to see what you think about this. Now, only six times ever has the Supreme Court taken up the Second Amendment. But you remember the Miller case?
Yes.
Do you know why short-barreled rifles are on the NFA register, according to the Miller case?
I don't remember the concealability.
No, because there was no military analog to a shorter-barreled weapon at the time. Now, here's the thing. This is the thing. What the admission that they made when they said that is that only military weapons are protected by the Second Amendment when they said that.
Oh.
Now,
that's right. I do recall reading that.
So, yeah. Hang on for me, if you will. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am talking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Well, Dan, if the broken clock is right twice a day, that means Steve Dettelbach has finally, we find the analog for him, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
NBC News has noticed that Glock switches are an issue, increasingly so. So they did a little report on them to explain what they are and why everybody should fear them. And they interviewed ATF director, Steve Zettelbach. He sat down with him and he gave him all kinds of quotes. And he said, you know, he talked about how they're seeing them increasingly all over the country. How machine guns have been illegal since 1934, but these things are firing at a rate of between 800 and 1,000 rounds a minute. Never mind that they only hold 30 rounds, you know, as many as 33 rounds in their magazine. But he's saying that it's becoming a real problem and that the ATF is undermanned. They can't handle it. There are all kinds of different machine gun conversion devices that are incredibly deadly. Some of them just go on normal Glock type handguns. This is a Glock weapon, right? This doesn't look like anything different, right? That little square and plastic on the back comes off, makes this into a fully automatic weapon capable of causing mass casualties. Converted handguns are extremely difficult to aim and control.
Yeah.
In other words, we've had laws on the books to prevent these things since 1934, almost a century now. And yet people are importing and now printing little switches to make Glock into fully automatic handguns more and more often, all over the place. It's gone, according to this NBC article, it's gone up 570% from 2017 to 2021, and officials say preliminary numbers from 2023 show another huge increase. Surprise, surprise. It's almost as if criminals don't pay attention to gun control laws and really don't care to follow them. Something that we've been talking about for, gosh, a long time. And one of the reasons that the ATF and the laws that it now advocates for, including assault weapons bans, quote unquote,
right,
are useless, meaningless, stupid, futile, and ultimately unenforceable.
So then I guess the question should be asked of the director or whoever said who said this. I guess we should be asking Dettelbach. So what is the point of regulating the law abiding? Of outlawing something for the law abiding. Why would we do that?
That's always the default response. Anytime that there's a shooting, anytime that anything bad happens, the response isn't to enforce laws in the book, put those people in jail, make sure that they can't commit crimes out here on the streets where the average Joe and Jane live, who obey the laws. The response, the knee-jerk response is always to ratchet up the laws that regulate what law-abiding Joes and Janes can do and keep them from being able to access affordably and easily the tools they need to defend themselves and do so within the law.
Right. Well, see, what I'm going to do this year comes 2024 for me. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to get one of these. See, the thing about the gun rights organizations are always in this reactive mode. They have to be. I understand that. They have to be. But I'm going to try to talk one of them into hiring a couple of people and doing something proactive. I think they ought to go after the NFA. And I think the NFA ought to be, you know, done away with. Because it's never been challenged. Has the NFA ever been challenged?
I don't know, but they are in the process. Believe me, they've taken a long... I talked to the legal people at a couple of the largest gun rights orgs about this. And they're not just going directly at the NFA. What they're doing is building a foundation of case law post-Bruin that knocks down individual aspects of current gun control laws, like waiting periods and magazine capacity limits and assault weapons bans, all of which will then make their argument against the National Firearms Act easier and more effective when they do go after it. Their assessment is that if they go directly at the NFA now, they will probably lose and get the court's reason to say, no, you know, it's crazy, we don't have machine guns on the street. But if you say, well, so-called assault weapons are legal, they're perfectly legal, there's no logical reason to ban magazines that hold over 10 rounds, there's no reason to make somebody wait 10 days, there's no reason to prohibit some adults under 21 from owning firearms, and you build that up legally, and I'm not sure how this works, but it's been explained to me. Legally, you have a stronger case for knocking down, for getting silencers taken off of the National Firearms Act, for getting rid of the arbitrary 16-inch limit on rifles, barrel line, and that kind of stupidity.
Well, I guess we'll see. I completely get, though, this reactive posture they have to be in. Of interest, though, I'm looking at that picture of the Glock with the Glock switch on it.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like a Gen 1.
Could be. You know?
They're all in the black market now, I guess. Huh? All the Gen 1s are in the black market.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's probably a stolen gun.
They're all in the black market now. Anyway, I found that interesting simply because that's that's way off the normal purview that they normally take. Most of the time they're 100% behind the narrative.
See, I don't think he intended to make the point that criminals don't pay attention to gun law.
Yeah.
But in effect, that's what he did.
There you go. All right. This article, by the way, you can find it at thetruthaboutguns.com, as you do just about every article or every topic that Dan and I talk about. Thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
USA News Update. Biden administration officials have not conducted an assessment to determine if Israel is adhering to international law in its conflict with Hamas. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller faced questions about the appropriate use of U.S.-supplied weapons by Israel.
We are collecting information, as we do in every conflict. We are engaged in conversations with the Israeli government about steps that they can take to minimize civilian harm.
The inquiry came after President Biden mentioned to donors that Israel was losing global support due to indiscriminate bombing. A New York court has dismissed former President Trump's attempt to contest the gag order imposed on him. His legal team sought to overturn the order, preventing him and his attorneys from discussing the judge and his court staff publicly. Tech and healthcare workers lead in job dissatisfaction, according to a PayScale report. Senior product managers top the list, with 66% intending to quit. John Schaefer, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And the other day, in an interview with Sean Hannity, Sean Hannity posed a question to Donald Trump saying, "Are you going to be a dictator?" Which I kind of think was a sort of a poor choice of words for Hannity, because that has opened up a big can of worms with some people. What did you find out? You've got an article on The Truth About Guns about Trump and dictatorship. What have you found out?
Well, Hannity didn't dream this up. There's been a concerted effort in the mainstream media in recent weeks to gin up fear, uncertainty, and doubt about what a Trump, another Trump term would look like. And the current narrative is that unlike what happened in his first term, his second term, all the shackles would be off. He wouldn't have to worry about being reelected, and he'd just go full dictator. He would be an actual dictator. Excuse me, you know, with tanks in the street, the whole thing. Robert Kagan wrote an article in the Washington Post claiming that. Our Jennifer Sensabaugh made a few points about that. First of all, you have to think that these things are not so veiled calls for violence, because if you truly believe, as Kagan claims he does, that Trump is an aspiring dictator and that January of 2025, the American experiment in representative democracy will end, there's virtually no limit on what people can and should do to make sure that that doesn't happen, including out-and-out violence, including somebody taking a pot shot at it. I think that's ultimately what's behind this kind of thing.
Right.
I mean, they tried to scare people about Trump. They did that all through 2015 and 2016. None of it worked, and he was elected. They said that you were going to have to drag him out of the White House if he lost, he wasn't, he was never going to leave. None of that happened. He said he was going to be a dictator in his first term.
Right.
None of that happened.
Right.
You can argue about what January 6th was. Ultimately, it was a mess. But I mean, it's insane that anybody thought that that was an actual attempt to overturn the government. That wasn't what that was at all. And ultimately what she points out is, look, you can't hold two diametrically opposed thoughts in your mind. You can't claim that Trump's an aspiring dictator and then also claim to be all these same people who are claiming this are also people that are for gun control and for civilian disarmament. If you believe that Trump is going to have all the leverage of power and is going to use the federal law enforcement agencies and maybe even the military to oppress Americans, do you really want government to be the only people with firearms in this country? Because that's basically what these people are saying. The civilian disarmament industrial complex in this country isn't just for universal background checks. They're not just for magazine capacity ones. Ultimately, what they want is full-blown UK-style civilian disarmament, Australian-style. Oh, that's what we're going to reverse over time. But that's what they want. They want large-scale gun turn-ins. They want people. They want it to be illegal. They want to outlaw people carrying guns. Anything beyond a six shooter and a double barrel shotgun, they want outlawed and confiscated. That's really what they want. So if you really think that Trump or any other future candidate in this country, and let's be honest here, Democrats have been calling their opponents, the equivalent of Hitler, going back as far as Harry Truman in 1948. He called, there's a New York Times headline over an article where he called him, another Hitler, and the dark night of fascism was going to fall on America if Dewey was elected. So they've done it to literally everyone ever since, which is why these kinds of things tend to get discounted. But if you really believe that, how can you also then justify having the government have access to all the guns, or at least all the good ones?
Well, I guess it's that totalitarian bent. I was looking at the other day, and I'm always looking for some sort of a rhyme or reason to the leftist intent, trying to figure out the motive. And if you look at climate change, they're trying to do the same thing with climate change, to make climate change a thing by banning things, right? They want to ban cars. They want to ban cars that don't get this kind of gas mileage. They want to ban gas stoves, that kind of thing. Do you know what? And in the same vein as gun control, where they say, well, if we get rid of all these guns, if we do this with guns and all this other stuff, and then there'll be no more crime, and you can trust us, the government, right? That's what they say, right?
That's the claim.
Yeah. So, as it turns out, what they have called these cooling spells that the Earth goes through, they call these a minimum, some sort of a minimum, and I guess it's based on who discovers it. And it's all based on the sun, and the sun is about to go into another sort of hibernation period as far as what we're going to be hit with. So we're going to start seeing cooling. So while they're out there getting rid of all these farms and doing away with all these fossil fuel places that will keep us warm during the winter, we're about to have harsher winters coming. Which is, I look at the weathers, and in the same vein as crime, they're not going to be able to keep that at bay. And the problem with cooling weather has not, when you're out there, you need every farm you can have that can possibly run. And they're shutting them down. Now, I know
that doesn't sound like a good idea.
It isn't a good idea. It's never a good idea. But then
it's cool here in Austin today. It's 50 degrees.
It's so cooler.
The streets is going to be wearing Uggs and down jackets. So.
I'm going to tell you something about your state real quick, just so you know. So it's one of those things that make you go, So if you were to look in Dallas for the hottest day that ever happened in Dallas, when do you think that would have been?
Oh, to go by the news, probably this summer.
August 18th, 1909, 115 degrees.
And just think how many SUVs are on the streets of Dallas back then.
Yeah, I'm sure just all kinds. I'm sure that there was nothing but Tahoes and pick-em-up trucks out there at the time. I'm sure that was exactly what happened. New York City, the hottest day was July 1936. St. Louis, 1954. L.A., 1963. So
1954 in St. Louis. I thought I'd live through some of those hotter days.
Right.
Look at me. Shows you what I know.
Well, it has nothing to do. It has. Well, I mean, you and I are both. We both grew up in a time when, you know, we had Walter Cronkite going, down, that's the way it is. And we said, yep, sure is. And we would just go to bed confident at night, knowing that Uncle Walter had everything in control. Turns out everything, all the bad stuff that we face today was, well, weather-wise anyway, that all happened before we were born or when we were too young to make a difference anyway. But yeah, I tell you what, you just hang on for just a second. This article, by the way, on the... by Miss Sensabaugh. That is at thetruthaboutguns.com. Talking to Dan Timmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. And, you know, I saw this, and I've thought about this myself, because I kind of think if I carry a firearm, I ought to find a way to have a body cam in case I ever have to use it.
You can certainly buy one, and a lot of people are buying, you know, cameras for their cars, front rear cameras like police cruisers have, and They want proof. They want to know, you know, something happens, something bad happens. They want evidence to show that they didn't do it. And they were just defending themselves.
Right. Well, now, on the other hand, in today's highly polarized world, if I were a police officer, one thing I would absolutely want to have would be a body cam. I would want one that was playing 24 hours a day, although I know that they probably need to be as an incidental recording versus everything they do. But
except when I'm in the bathroom, I would have mine on.
So what did we find out about this?
Well, and again, NBC News, doing some actual journalism, they wrote a nice piece here on the reluctance of federal law enforcement agencies to use body cam. And that's kind of strange, because every time there is some sort of a controversial event handled by local law enforcement anywhere, think Rodney King, or think George Floyd, or similar high-profile arrests, beatings, shootings, that type of thing. The feds come in and they investigate and they open cases and there are lawsuits and there are consent decrees. And usually one of the things that comes out of that is the requirement that all of the local police have body cameras to document any sort of misdeeds or bad doings or corruption. But strangely enough, none of the DOJ law enforcement agencies have the same requirement, even though Congress has been pressing them, according to this article, for 30 years to do that kind of thing. And it's actually worse, because a lot of times, the ATF or FBI will have, they'll do joint law enforcement, programs or task forces or whatever in certain areas, certain high crime areas, with local law enforcement. But they'll tell the locals that, you know, who are wearing body cam, that if something bad happens, if there's a shooting and the feds are involved, then the locals can't release the video. And NBC interviewed one of those local law enforcement officials, Sheriff Michael Chitwood from Volusia County, Florida, and he says, you're going to tell me if something goes down and the camera is running that you have no right to that footage? F you, he said. He has pulled his deputies from a U.S. Marshals task force over that kind of requirement this year. What are the U.S. Marshals so scared of? What are they worried about is going to be revealed? They're doing their jobs and doing it with local law enforcement. And they, you know, somebody, a perp pulls a gun on them, they have to shoot them. Why are they so worried about body cam video revealing what they did? It's done every day in shootings all over the country. Body cam video, regular security cameras, showing what police did and how they responded. And the number of incidents that become actually problematic is incredibly small. The police, for all their problems, and yes, police have problems and have, you know, bad actors, you know, a minority of bad actors, that kind of thing. They do a remarkably good job of dealing with very difficult situations most of the time. Not all the time, most of the time. And people on every side of the political spectrum like to see their police wearing these body cameras, so what they do is documented for obvious reasons. You say, if you're a cop, you'd certainly want that to show that you're doing your job and that you're not out there harassing people, beating them up, shaking them down, and God forbid, shooting people for no, you know, unless it's absolutely necessary.
Well, I, you know, in this, I would absolutely think this is the thing we need to do. Plus, I, you know, the supposition behind this, and you tell me if this means you're guilty due to the association of the topic. Aren't some people coming out there and saying, you know, this will clean up law enforcement, this will keep them honest?
Well, that's what they always say when they want to mandate the use of these things. Now, I don't think that that's true, but I think it probably helps.
So, do you sit there and go, I wonder why we should be doing this? If it's going to keep us, you know, honest. Is the inference, if you don't do it, that you are going to be covering something up? Because that's what they do with us.
That's always going to be the suspicion. Some FBI agents and some ATF agents have these cameras, but not all of them, and they don't always make them take video of controversial situations available quickly. They claim they do when they can. The ATF added that under exigent circumstances, it releases video within 72 hours. In other words, if we get around to it, and depending on how controversial the situation might be, we may say decide that no, we really don't want to do it. It's kind of like releasing the Nashville shooter's manifesto. Every other manifesto from every other shooter seems to get released within 24 hours. How many months has it been since that one?
Since has it been 9 months? 8 months?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And other than the leak of those four pages,
right,
I have no idea what it is she wrote.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with part of the problem, you know, the kid that did the Louisville shooting at the bank. He had a thing about white privilege, too. Both of them had a right white privilege thing happen. Besides,
correct.
And both of them wanted to be dead. Both of them wanted to commit suicide as well.
Right, and I think he wanted to demonstrate the need for more gun control too.
Right, exactly.
Well,
yeah. So, having said all of that, of course, that doesn't really do that much as far as certain things are concerned. But with law enforcement, I would be looking at this. I mean, I'm thinking about getting a body cam myself in case I ever have to use a gun. I mean, especially given what goes on around here.
I'm sure the folks at Axon would be more than happy to sell you one.
I'm sure they would. How much does one of them? Are they expensive?
You know, I haven't really looked.
I would think they would not be that much more technologically advanced than, say, a dash cam.
You know, I as we said that, I brought up Amazon, and you can get one for, God, there's a cheap Chinese one for $19.99. There's another one here for, yeah, there's another one here for $65. There's a more one that looks more like the one the police carry for about $99. So they're not prohibitive at all. There's another one for $44. Not cheap. It's not cost prohibitive at all. You want a body cam? You can get one and have it delivered. If you're a Prime member, you can have it delivered the next day for free.
The only problem with the body cam is that I sort of think it gives the game away, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it does kind of look odd.
Yeah.
Walking around with
sort of gives that game away.
Shirt.
This article, you can find this article at thetruthaboutguns.com. The Truth About Guns is a fast, prolific publisher of gun-related content. Everything within the gun culture, they do touch. Whether you are a new gun owner or a cynical instructor, you'll find something that you want to read at thetruthaboutguns.com. My guy Dan is feeling better, so he is back with us. So thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.